Thank you and good morning. Building on legislation already introduced in the Senate, Congressman Jared Huffman introduced a bill in the House that would address the ongoing drought in California and in Oregon. The bill would allocate hundreds of millions of dollars for drought relief projects, including emergency grant funds for rural communities to ensure they can protect and upgrade water systems to ensure a supply of safe drinking water. The bill urges the Commerce Department to declare a fisheries disaster, calls for reduced water usage in the Klamath Basin, and updates the Corps of Engineer reservoirs and water control systems to meet modern standards. The bill also includes funding for law enforcement to increase efforts to eradicate trespass marijuana grows on public lands and address water diversion for those illegal grows. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team arrested two brothers after serving a search warrant at a residence in the 2800 block of Spring Street on Wednesday. Officers confiscated packaged marijuana and $3,200 in cash and arrested 23-year-old Ukiah Easley and his brother, 21-year-old Isaiah Easley. Officers also found a sawed-off shotgun with the serial number scratched out, along with three semi-automatic handguns, one with the serial number scratched out. The brothers were booked on several charges, including possession and weapons violations. Hoping to solve a 5-year-old missing persons case, federal authorities joined the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to search an Alder Point property on Wednesday. 42-year-old Robert Tennyson disappeared in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point in 2009. Tennyson said he was going there to collect money for work from a construction job. The Sheriff's Office believes that Tennyson is the victim of foul play, and authorities took several pieces of evidence for forensics testing. Caltrans announced that it will close down Highway 101 for the entire day on Sunday, just south of Hamilton Road to the Mill Creek Campground in Del Norte County. Work crews will remove unstable slide material from the area, and all lanes of the 101 will be blocked during the initial stages of the project. The work begins at 9 a.m. One-way controlled traffic is expected to be in place by Sunday afternoon, and that controlled traffic will remain in place through Tuesday, with 15-minute delays for motorists. The California Highway Patrol will get an early jump on traffic safety enforcement for the St. Patrick's holiday by conducting a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tonight somewhere within the county. The checkpoint will operate from 7 p.m. until the early morning hours of Saturday morning, and all vehicles will be checked. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period over the weekend during the St. Patrick's holiday. The family of a missing Fortuna woman has offered a reward for information as to her whereabouts. 23-year-old Danielle Bertolini was last in contact with her family in late January and was last seen getting into a vehicle in the Swains Flat area in February, but since then, no contact. Bertolini's family is offering a $5,000 reward, and anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka is undergoing significant changes to its personnel. Greg Sparks was recently selected to serve as the next city manager, and now two city department heads are leaving their positions, including Public Works Director Bruce Young, who has announced his retirement. Interim City Manager Mike Knight appeared on Talk Shop and lamented the loss of Young.
I think Bruce is a difficult loss for us. He brings a tremendous amount of experience. He's worked his way up from the water crews and the sewer crews, and tremendous loss in historic knowledge. But as with any staff loss, we need to do our best to find a way to replace him.
Knight remained optimistic that a reliable replacement could be found, as the department itself is full of talent.
We're actually pretty deep in public works, have some folks in-house that have a tremendous amount of knowledge and have learned a lot from Bruce's stewardship. So I think we have enough help to keep us going forward, and certainly we're going to work hard to replace Bruce with somebody that brings a similar skill set to the table.
Also making his exit is Community Development Director Robert Walb, who is leaving to work for the county. That means new city manager Greg Sparks not only has to adjust to his new job, but that he must also replace two key members of the city staff. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.